Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Okay, on a serious note, yesterday we spoke about this Snokuku, right? Bank Zero, which was founded by Michael Jordan, who used to be CEO of FNB. They've basically gone into an acquisition deal, I think 1.2 billion rand, right? Now that the news is out, he then tweeted yesterday saying, you know, what most people will not know is that some of my co-founders didn't pay themselves a salary for 8 years. And instead, they were investing capital in the business until we got to a point where we could sell it. Now, granted, first of all, Michael Jordan was CEO of FNB. So you can imagine he was already a billionaire, stays in Stellenbosch. So, So you can go for 8 years without drawing a salary when you're in that position. But I want to tell you a couple of stories. The first story is the Michael Jordan story, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with now, right? When Michael Jordan first signed with Nike, Nike wasn't much of a company. It was relatively a startup. He was definitely going to be the best player in the NBA. A lot of people knew that. And when he went to meet up with the different companies, he met up with Adidas, met up with Reebok, etc., so on, he just decided, I'm going to go with Nike. But instead of just signing a check, because these guys can't afford it, I want this to give me 5% of the company stock.
Mother, why do you take his mother out of this? It was his mother.
Yes, Pelangis, I'm talking in general. His mom struck that deal, actually, right? So 5% of the company stock, that went on to making a billionaire that he is today, right? Foresight, sometimes good fortune as well. There are other companies like WeWork, for example. WeWork is a company that used to share communal company space. And they actually thrived a lot during COVID. So what would happen is, let's say I've got a company, we'd come into this building, and this building, for example, if I need the boardroom today, then it would be Caesar's company boardroom.
Oh, so it's shared.
Yeah, if the next hour Mfundo needs a boardroom, it's Mfundo's company boardroom, etc.
They have one in Rosebank here. Yeah.
Now, this company valuation at some point was also in the billions. And what they were doing was the employees were getting paid with equity. So shares, etc., and so on. But what they didn't know is that the founders are not running the company properly, and that value was slowly getting squandered until the company went under. So basically, all the money that the guy had in terms of equity and shares got whittled away. Now, I want to ask you specifically, because this depends on what kind of job that you do, and it also depends on the value that you add. The best way to know if you add value in your company is ask yourself this. If you left that company, would the company feel it?
Hey, that's a big question.
Yeah. So ask yourself that. And if they would feel it, how long would they feel it for? Would they be able to replace that, I guess, that loss? If the answer is yes, you need to go back to your company and tell them, hey, guys, we need to have a talk. Because there are a lot of people who end up working for companies for years. And the value that they build and infuse into a company, they never get to withdraw.
True, outside of just the gold watch at the end of 25 years.
100%. I mean, I remember having a conversation with then CEO of Adept IT, Usbu Shabalala. He's in hot water now, but the story still stands. And I was asking him, I said, Mshengu, for example, when why do you stay in the company that you founded and remain the CEO? And he said, well, what happens is a lot of people end up working for 25 years, 30 years, however long, and they take their retirement savings or whatever it is and they invest it in the markets, right? The top 40, that's where your retirement annuity is invested. He said, well, for me, I'm in control of what it is that I will draw when I retire. My company is listed, but the value that I'm creating, I know that it is for mine to benefit from and also to bequeath to my children at a later stage.
You know, Caesar, there's always been these rumors go to Caesar owns Kaya.
Those rumors. I heard of something like that.
Okay. And the reason I bring that up is because we're busy with contract renegotiations, and then he asks us, in essence, to put it out there whether we would work for free or not. We see you, Caesar. Mina, I see you, Caesar.
Mina, oh, this is planned.
Caesar, I see you. No, Caesar, I will not work for free.
It's not free. It's equity. So essentially, you're going to take your value on the other side.
Don't cry for it.
Mfundo, you hear me, don't you?
I hear you, but I'm still on the one thing that I would warn people. Nobody is irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's replaceable, I'd like to believe. I don't care what value you believe you offer. Everyone's replaceable. Mm-hmm. So even if I don't even want to equate a salary or remuneration to the value you add, because sometimes you may add a lot of value, but it might not translate to that at the end of the month, purely because maybe, I suppose, of where the business is.
Yes.
So just at home, guys, don't assume when you look at your paycheck and think, okay, this is what they think I contribute to the company. Sometimes it's more complex than that.
And that's where the equity comes in, because that's a very good point, right? When a company is at its infancy stage, they obviously need you a lot more than you may need the company. Let's say you've got experience, accolades, obviously the qualifications, right? Mm. And they can't offer you what the rest of the market will offer you. So then what they'll say is, you know what? We'll make you a shareholder, et cetera, and so on. Which is risky because this thing may blow up.
Of course.
Yeah. And that may turn out to be nothing. Mm. But to Mfundo's point, business goes in cycles, right? So a business can contract and then a business can expand. What you're asking yourself is, if I were to leave, how much would the business contract and for how long? Yes, eventually it may still come back because there's always somebody who can eventually replace you.
Yeah.
But they will feel it for at least that little while. And that's what you should be compensated for.
Having said that, I really do feel like it matters where you are from a day-to-day financial perspective.
100%.
Right? So if you are able to pay for your basic needs on a day-to-day basis, it makes sense to then want equity, because then that becomes a long-term investment on your part, depending on, like you say, how well the business is doing. But if you can barely make ends meet, paying me in equity is not going to pay my bond.
100%.
It's also going to have an effect on your productivity. Some people can't be productive when they've got stress and school fees, you're behind, your landlord or your bond, you're about to lose your house. That's why Michael Jordan could, you know, say to Nike, yeah, it's fine, I'll get equity, because he's already getting a salary from the NBA. Mm. And by the way, some people aren't replaceable. Like Steve Jobs, when he got fired from Apple, they suffered till he came back and had to save the company. So for me, I'll always take equity, for example, if I don't have a high cost of living, kids to take care of, and also if I've got control in executive decision the company makes. Because if I say I'll take equity, but I'm taking it blindly, not knowing where these people are steering the company towards.
Yes, excellent point. So give us a shout and let us know, which one would you roll with? Some people will say, hey, give me my money now, I'll decide how I want to invest it. Also a fair point. And then others will say, fine, I'll live with the equity. A lot of executives, by the way, have share options. If you're working for a big bank, a lot of professionals get that option.
Now give me my money, please. I will decide where to invest it. I'd rather invest it in different portfolios rather than having, you know, in one basket. So, Jay, rather give me my money and then I will see where I place it, where it's going to actually give me security and stability. So, Jay, I can't risk it and have everything in one basket. No, no, no.
So, yeah, on the topic, I left a company last week, was my last day on Thursday. I can tell you now, what in Jay, me nang pume ne da da la bayana. After 3 years,
exit to exit,
I'm actually on my way to my new job now. So, yeah. I'm off to a better space. But in Pumene, that I'm afraid.
You know, when it comes to companies, you would start with them. But one thing that I know, which employers, they are not loyal. Nama companies were. Ma seba right, ila seba kothi, would bo sacrifice agangaganane, pavele bag lakazi.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that is sometimes true. Companies will keep you as and when they need you. The moment they no longer need you, they'll move on to the next person.
There's someone that I know. That's why that guy, who's on Uruza and Tori, born and like the coaching, who's on our capability. There will be times before Bayeta in, they will call him. Last he was at the funeral. Cause we're coming in and out and what are we taking? Kikoli fungane. Abadota right there. Kikoli mafunu because of I can't be like concentrating on this because I need to concentrate on what I'm doing. So some people really the company value give Anita more and more and more. But at the end of the day, that ring my foot. Get away, good old thing. Like a way I would let the fling libon. He was like, ah, what's one? They can give me whatever they want to marry. When I let stress a fire him foot.
Kaya sees the world. I see siyabonga. Imisebenzi yakho izisole. Hayi ndona showcase uyampheka, uyampheka. Nawe kukulethu, hayi siyakubongisa, hayi nampheka usole. Izwa sekekhuluma ngama equity. Ah, ngiyakutshela wena.
Welele.
For those who work for commercial banks, mining companies, pharmaceutical and good retailers like your Shoprite and Woolworths Pick and Pay, I would say if they can, they must go for equity share. I think there is a lot that you can gain from just getting shares instead of going for cash. Like in a long run, there is a greater benefit. Sure.
Morning, Sizwe and Sol. I think, guys, I for equity. That you need money from every month.
And that's a very good point, by the way, right? It's even part of the point the treasurer is making with the double dipping system. They were saying, what use is it that people save for retirement if they're suffering now? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I need to live now.
You have to live.
I'll see you about retirement later, but let me live now, and then obviously we can see post-retirement. I'm not saying people shouldn't save towards retirement, but if there's nothing to save, because you see, most of them are just what else can happen?
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.